From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. At least 27 civilians were killed Wednesday and dozens more wounded in a fierce bombardment of several residential areas in central Syria, according to a monitoring group. Planes conducted raids on Rostan, Talabise, Zafarani, and Homs province, according to Rami Abdelrahman, the head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The action comes after Russian lawmakers voted unanimously Wednesday to let President Vladimir Putin send Russian troops to Syria. The Kremlin sought to play down that decision, saying it will only use its air force and not ground troops. This is Sergei Ivanov in televised remarks.
Речь идет исключительно об операции военно-воздушных сил.
The chief of Putin's administration says we are talking exclusively about a Russian Federation Air Force operation. As our president already said, using military on the ground for warfare is excluded, and the military goal of the operation is exclusively for air support for Syrian government troops. NATO said Wednesday its special forces are supporting Afghan troops in Kunduz after Taliban insurgents seized the city, fought off a counterattack, and advanced on the airport to shore up the biggest victory in 14 years. Heavy fighting was underway as people were evacuating Kunduz on the third day of heavy fighting. Afghan lawmakers, meanwhile, called on President Ashraf Ghani to resign. Outside the building on the parliament grounds, the female lawmakers gathered to support the call. This is Fatima Aziz. She says, "We don't want to hear any more lies. They keep telling us that they're sending troops, but almost 72 hours, people are still suffering from a lack of food." VOA News.